understand the overtime.
That's the overtime shorter.
All right, Jim, I'm good.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the order, call to order the council meeting for June 12th, 2017. And Jackie, you're first on the agenda.
Who's that, Miss Lecter? She's afraid you're here, she's upset.
You just grew up late, you let that walk for a long time.
I knew that's why you were here.
You pay the overtime, please?
Well, we sent over...
The van?
You told us to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent over the van new invoice, and...
It goes down every time, that's a good thing.
Well, no, it's done when it called today, she's got it plated, and then, but yes, we can subtract $200 today because I got it.
And the commissioners approved that, correct?
They had approved it.
So the vehicle, okay.
Yeah, so they were just wanting, but I did get $200 today donation, so you can subtract $200 from it. It was just an anonymous donation, I asked them if we could use it for the van, and they said, sure.
So you're looking for $6,894?
I said, can I use this as leverage with the commissioners and the council, so, yeah.
$6,894 for a vehicle? How much is the vehicle total, sister?
Well, our percent is 20%.
So you're looking at about, what, $40,000?
Yes, mm-hmm, yeah, they run right around 40, so. This one, these are a little bit less because they're the smaller one, which is much easier, that's the, you know, the largest kind of old guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot better for us because of all the medical trips.
Okay.
And we like it.
Any questions for Jackie on the vehicle?
Do we have any idea where this will come out?
The vehicle? Probably come out of Seated, can it? Transfer them from Seated, or Cadet, either one, I guess.
I can look.
Yeah. That's what we did, we pulled the Cadet, taking the pass.
I think, Jay, I think we're getting really, really close.
On Cadet?
Yes. Our last discussion, we were getting extremely close on that.
64% of the Cadet's been spent, correct, is that why?
I think on the paper, yeah.
50% of the way done for the year.
Can we take it out of Seated?
That's what we want, your Seated or Cadet.
Take it out of Seated. I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor, approve the $6,894, take the money out of Seated. Okay, second. Okay, we got a motion in a second, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, one opposition, motion carries.
Jackie, I have a question, we have a budget coming up soon, Head Start. What are you guys going to, what do you see the projection for your numbers since the elementary school is joined?
We don't run Head Start, they're a tenant in the building.
Okay.
And they purchase transportation, but I did just have a meeting that came up, a discussion at our partners meeting Friday. They have a waitlist, even with the kids going there.
Even with the second preschool starting?
And that their waitlist is, you know, it's not as massive. But they have kids that never make, I mean, every year they have kids that never get in. So they're actually excited about this opportunity, because even though you have all the other preschools and Head Start, I think it's because of the 3 and 4 year olds. The program at the school is 4, going on 5, and Head Start starts at that 3 year old. And we seem to have an abundance. The 3 year olds. I think half last year's class is coming back, which only opened up 8 slots.
And you said Head Start is a tenant?
They're a tenant.
They're a tenant.
Yeah, they're run by Kerpsey. They were consolidated several years ago by the Head Start Regional out of Chicago.
Okay.
Because it's down just in 4 counties, Jasper, Newton, Plastow, and Plastow, just 3 counties.
Last guy, Jasper, and who was the other one?
So all their administration, they have like 2.5 administrators, and they work at Kirksey now. So it actually, that was one of our biggest cuts. We lost over $100,000 in funding when that happened. After we had done all that work in that building. So, but yeah, no, they, I thought I was concerned for them as well. And Winnemuck, it is actually helping us because it's reduced the numbers of kids they have on the wait list. And they are starting to go through licensing so that they actually will become licensed child care, which will open up some good avenues for them. So, not just a preschool, but also the licensed side.
Jackie, does Human Services own a building in Madarieville?
We have a building that we have for sale.
It is for sale? Okay.
If anybody will buy it.
Pardon me?
If anybody will buy it, the roof is collapsing. It was a building that we acquired several years ago, and the it's part of a combination, like a condo, I guess. It's three or four one buildings, but under one roof, and the roof is all falling down, and the cost to repair just the roof on our side of it was $38,000. So that's why when the library gave us the opportunity to move into the library building, move the senior center, and then we started our...
That's what I asked, and I didn't have an answer, right?
We have it for sale. We're hoping so. You know, whatever anybody gives it to us, then that money will go in to help the West Side Center with their costs and expenses, because the utilities are more in the building. But
how come the utilities are so high in that crazy building?
You know, I had NIPSCO. I talked to you about this. No, that was our other building, and that was because of the roof being bad. But this building, we had NIPSCO come and look, and they really felt like the utilities were consistent with the building structure, and you didn't recommend anything. I thought maybe they would tell us, you know.
They do an energy audit on it.
The gentleman who came, that's one of his functions.
Yeah.
But it's a building with, it's wide open and it's tall.
And
those are hard to heat.
Well, I mean, if the roof is collapsing and stuff on it.
That's the only building.
Oh, okay. Why are we paying to have anything?
We moved into the Darville Library building.
Okay.
Do you think that other building would be condemned and tore down?
The man who owns the rest of it isn't investing anything in it. So
I think
the big ice. I've suggested to several people that there are no senior citizen apartments over there, and there is dollars for private investors. Now, our agency would never qualify for it. We're not big enough. But there's money in Indianapolis for senior apartments, and we thought, boy, somebody bought it, tore it down, and did a, you know, 4 or 5 apartments, because we have several clients where they're senior participants who say if there was an apartment, then they would sell their home to a family. But they don't want to leave the community, which is, you know, good to hear. They don't want to leave. One of them did move over to Winnemuck, and after 6 months, she moved back to Madarieville because she missed her senior center. She missed her friends. So, and I talked to several people, and we thought, well, they could just buy everything from Mr. Dobson, his Bob Dobson, and so that's the building. And us, then, you know, at least they would have a nice structure to start with. And, you know, the gas is already there, the electric there. So, if you have any suggestions, I can direct you to the.
Jerry,
you
move on.
Okay.
That's who I call. Pull those down.
Well, I can't. The problem is, that I can't speak for Mr. Dobson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to get Mr. Dobson to agree to our decision.
Well, that's not.
Yeah. Anyway, I will follow
up. All right. Any more questions for Jackie? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And when we get the new plan, we'll expect you guys for a photo opportunity.
Thank you.
It does usually, Lynette usually gets a thing on the back that we get made afterwards that says, local match for these vehicles provided by Plaskett County Commissioners and Council, so that people know where the funds came from.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Murphy?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mine should be relatively easy. I'm looking to transfer $5,000 from the prosecutor's pre-trial diversion user fee fund into the budgeted pre-trial diversion fund. $4,600 of that will be used when matched with money that we already have in equipment of $3,000 to go into a purchase of certain software for the sheriff's department and my department, which we're going to be using to take dumps from cell phones. So every time we have someone who's taken into custody, if there's a lead into it, we get a search warrant, we take the phone, take all the information off it and use it for intelligence purposes or sometimes more prosecutions. We currently do that, but we go to the state police to have them do it for us. It takes a while. We'll be able to do it on site. We'll split the cost. This is my half and his half are about the same, obviously. And this will also have money available to train one of his officers and my investigator, so that we'll have people here to do it completely. That's through Cellebrite. Additionally, there's another $400 that's being transferred, and that goes for, we hand out to all the officers a updated statute book so that they have all that statutes on hand for them when they go out. And that runs us about $350 a year. And so we're going to be moving money, the other $400, so we can order those and get them. And we get about, I think it's 55 copies that we distribute. This all comes out of pretrial deferrals and pretrial diversion. It's not tax dollars. It's not reverting funds. As long as it's being used for prosecutor or law enforcement purposes, it meets the guidelines of the statute. And so we're asking you to just approve the transfer.
And the transfer amount was
$5,000, $4,600 for one, and $500 or $400 for the other.
I'll make a motion to approve transfers as presented by the prosecutor.
A second.
Now, second. You'll get a motion to second. All those favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Judge?
Yes.
I don't want to hear.
We asked for an additional because, as I told the commissioners when we come, we don't know what we'll actually use because we don't know what the problems are, and you cut it or give it to us, and I said, if we run out, we'll be back. We're out of money essentially in civil pauper, which provides an attorney for people in civil cases, and where the real hump is going, I think, is child cases, Jen's cases, termination cases. So when my Lisa, who does the claims, she says we're going to be out of money, I ask her why and what are we doing to mitigate it. One of the things we do to mitigate it is we collect 40% of everything I spend for both criminal and civil pauper counsel fees. And 40% comes back to the county. It doesn't come back into my budget line. It goes into county general. For example, in 2015, we recovered $72,000, which means we're spending a hump. And last year, we recovered $104,000. For this first quarter, we filed a claim for $32,000. Now, some of that's from Superior. I think the majority is from us. We're recovering for juveniles, so I'm asking for 30, and I don't know if we've received. We won't probably have received the 32,000 yet. They're a little bit behind, but that was our claim for the first quarter. So that will sort of offset coming in what we're asking for. As the why, I think in part, I looked at the data. Children in need of services cases, what we used to call abused and neglected cases, are up, along with Murphy's filing for criminal cases,
are up substantially. Termination cases, which is the case where you're asking the court to take away children permanently from the parents, in 2015 we had none. In 2016 we had four, and those bills are still coming in from that. I expect this year the filings will be 20 to 25 in termination cases. We're already up for informal adjustments, which means you don't come to court, but parents are making agreement. We're already up for informal adjustment cases being filed by the Department of Child Services of 51. I expect the majority of we ran data are drug related. There's drugs in everything. For a while, the protocol out of Indianapolis was you could be smoking a joint in front of your kids, and we're not going to do anything. So unless you tie it into them being in the street or going hungry or being neglected, it was not a case. Now the protocol has changed opposite. They're going to file on everything. So you have a mother who reports for a birth, they're drug tested, and we're finding lots of drugs in the systems of mothers. So when that shows up, we test the meconium of the child. I'll let her explain what meconium test is to you all. And we're finding drugs in it. And heroin is epidemic in this state, as is then what's supposed to help with that, you know, what they put you on to help you wean you off of heroin. So people are showing up with all of that. Babies are born. It's sort of a mess. A lot of them come out of it, but it's a huge issue. So, and some of those people just aren't successful. So it's going to termination of parental rights. You have to provide attorneys for all of those cases. Sometimes in some cases you have a mother with three kids, and all three kids have different fathers. So you may be appointing attorneys for four or five attorneys in one case. So that's, you know, in part of what's driving it. In part, I applied for a state grant. It's sort of a seed grant to get us to work with other counties in this district. I want to look at a drug court to try to utilize some of the benefits of a drug court. Also, to implement the problem-solving courts are called. One of them is a veterans court. Also, to see if we can bring those concepts to Plaski County. That money was provided by the Indiana Supreme Court, and I've asked for seed money to have Natalie help me and try to network with LaPorte County and Stark County for that. I mean, for example, in today's, we sent a guy through the best that the prison had for him and best community corrections, and he has again reoffended. And so, you know, he said, I need help. I'll go back to prison. You know, the programs aren't magic, but that's what we're battling, and I think the hospital battles it. And at one point in time, like was told per capita, our hospital was the second highest per capita in the state of mothers reporting for birth with drug system, only behind Scott County.
Wow.
And so everybody's working on it. I got an email, but you know, the meth is a huge problem still. All sorts of things, but I learned this through community corrections, and so there's a drug. No, of course it's vulnerable, but there was a drug that's being introduced by Four County as a pilot project. We'll participate in that. They have a medication-assisted treatment program, and Vivitrol is something. If you're on Vivitrol, then you don't want to take heroin. I mean, it's not as bad as the other thing, which is almost as addictive, and people get addicted to the other drugs, which is to keep you off heroin. This is a better system as long as they stay on it and Vivitrol. But I don't know, if you're on Vivitrol, then if that harms the child. So I guess that's another question for another day. But, you know, we do provide some attorneys for people who come in and are really lost in civil cases, though. We're sort of scrutinizing them more, but I think. But the civil is being driven by the gins cases and the termination cases. So
you need 32,000?
No, 30,000. That's what we've asked for. Hopefully it gets it through the rest of the year. But I would remind you, we are working hard to recover it. We've been in that program since 95, 96, where they reimburse, the state of Indiana reimburses 40% of everything I spend for attorneys, examination of prisoners,
and all our drug problems. And we're giving away free needles and syringes to the drug addicts. Isn't that something?
I don't know if our county participate in that. I don't think
it's state.
But I guess the sheriff can...
State programs, that's what I'm saying.
But I guess the sheriff can tell you about how many, what Narcan, is that what you give people that you encounter? So, but that's part, as I say, the state is much more proactive. I think the commissioners recommended that, but I still have to come around before you, so.
Can we have a request for the funding adjustment, $30,000?
I'll make a motion for the additional $30,000 for the judge.
Second.
We got a motion in second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Don't we have to advertise that?
Want it advertised?
No, it needs to be advertised before we give it.
But don't you have to approve it to be advertised?
We're approving it to be advertised, then, okay.
I approve it to be advertised.
I thought it was already advertised, yeah.
No, I just went in front of the commissioners last week and they said they would give their opinion, but yeah, I think we're here.
It's supposed to be advertised.
Yeah, additional needs to be advertised.
So do I have, I do have to come back?
I don't worry about coming back.
No, I will. We'll just tell them to hold their bills for a while.
Who seconded that?
Alex.
Alex.
Thank you all for your consideration.
Thank you, Judge.
Well, I'm flexible. It was more high than you.
Okay, sure.
No, I'll do it later. I'll give you a call.
Well, I can wait. I mean, that's about done, right? Hold on to the boys.
Sure.
Those may not get them through, right? They're really crazy. Jake scared me when he was sitting there for a minute. I thought, what are you going now? I just got the three transfers. You guys got them, don't you?
No, we don't have the transfers.
I want to transfer from the general fund, our general fund and animal control. We want to transfer $1,800, $1,100 of it from operating supplies, $700 from vet services, and that's to schools and seminars. We're wanting to send Tammy to a school. Tammy's our animal control person, so we want to send her to a school and get her a little more educated on some of the stuff that she does, so that's what that one's for.
So $1,800 to schools?
And seminars. And then we want to transfer $15,000, and that's from dispatch salary to part-time dispatch salary. We had a full-time dispatcher on a long sick leave, and we had a lot of part-time help in there covering her spot, so.
How much was that?
It's $15,000. And the third one is the same thing. It's $11,000. It's coming from jailer salary to overtime jailer salary. And, you know, that's overtime comes with the same thing that the judge is talking about. You know, my people were the first ones there to get that whole process started. So if he's talking about being busy, it's because deputies are busy. Jailers are busy when deputies are busy, and it's just round it goes. So that's my three transfers. That's what I have. Just some quick updates. We got the jail van that we paid for out of commissary. That's now up and running. Everything's in it except for the stripes. We're waiting on the sheriff decals to get put on it, but it's up and running. Probably. Yeah, sitting over there now under the little garage. The new truck we bought out of commissary is up and running. We've got the Tahoe ready to go for the dog, so that'll start. He'll start his school in August, so that's up and going.
How many dogs do we have now, Jim?
We'll have two. And this one's on the road, so. And it's all, you know, take the judge's comments, you know, that's something that we've been, I guess, telling you guys for a while now. This drug problem is not just here, it's everywhere. If somebody tells you don't have a drug problem, they don't know where they're not looking, because it's everywhere. The heroin thing's starting to turn into fentanyl. This fentanyl is the one that everybody's talking about right now. They found it in Jasper County. It's a it's just these chemists out of nowhere making a new kind of drug. It's the same thing as meth. It's that same kind of deal with somebody synthetically making it. This fentanyl doesn't come from a opium or an opium poppy. It's actually made by mixing chemicals, and it's it was originally designed as an elephant tranquilizer. You've got people that are now mixing it with heroin. That's where all these OD deaths in the country now have become the number one leading accidental cause of death. It's bad. It really is. I was just telling Mike down here, we carry Narcan. I tell you, we carry it for ourselves. This fentanyl stuff, there was just a deputy in Ohio, went in on a drug search warrant, comes out. He's got a white powder on him. He goes like that, ODs him on fentanyl. You absorb it through your skin or if you breathe it in. They had to give him 4 doses of Narcan to get him past it to where he survived. So, our deputies are carrying 2 or 3 doses of Narcan. And
how much that Narcan cost?
Well, so far we're getting it on a grant from the Attorney General, so it hasn't cost us anything yet, Mike. So.
Well, that guy had that stuff on him.
He had a powder come out and he went like that, brushed it just like that, and absorbed enough through his fingers and inhaled enough that he was OD'd, and it took 4 doses of Narcan to get him through it. This is a problem. And it's not, like I said, we haven't located the fentanyl. We just had an overdose death this weekend in the county. So it happens here. And, that person actually died in Fort Wayne, so I'm anxious to see the toxicology on that to see if that fentanyl is involved. But as far as we know, we haven't seen it here yet, but they found it. It was in
Jasper. It's got to be here.
It is. It's scary stuff. So
I'll make a motion to approve the transfers as presented from the sheriff.
I'll second them.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. So we got a motion and a second to approve all 3 transfers. Voted by the sheriff. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can you
second
that?
Yeah.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's all right. We want to table the matrix on old business?
Yeah.
For now, until we get some of this other information. It's really the only thing. Oh, I will say, Alex and I and Laura figured out, do you guys remember how we talked about having the date of employment being on the calendar year versus the date of employment year for when they receive their increase after a certain number of years? We checked with Kevin and our system, the computer system we have now, and there's no reason that we were told that it couldn't be done that way. We found out there's no reason that it can't work that way. It can work. We can do it on anniversary date, rather than calendar year.
Okay. I just think that's going to cause more problems.
Well, I don't think so, because it's in the computer. It would cause a bigger problem the other way, because again, if you hire somebody in December,
you have to wait a year.
But it wasn't stating that way. So I think, actually, because Kevin said the policy committee and their stuff that they handle is based on a calendar year, our stuff should be based on an anniversary date, because it's individual and it can be done in the computer, so there's no risk. One of the reasons we got that system is to be able to...
I know.
We would have to, that's a salary ordinance change. And that's why if we did it manually, we could do it all at one shot with one salary.
In the middle of the year, they're going to get a raise.
In the middle of the year, they're going to get a raise.
And they're going to run out of money if they didn't calculate it.
They didn't calculate it. Plus, we'd have to have, it'd have to be a change in salary ordinance every time somebody hit their anniversary date. That would be the only concern I have with it.
A salary ordinance every time someone
Yeah, because you're asking for increase in the line item for that particular wage.
How did you do it before when you had the...
You did it every year. It's on every budget, the salary ordinance is approved at the beginning of for the next year, and that was what it was. And if we had
but you
change...
You didn't have the matrix in play, and all you had was the probation period.
True, the matrix
if we approve the matrix, with the change in the matrix, they come back automatically, that's something, I don't know, we'd have to change that or something like that.
I can't imagine we'd have to change it every year.
But we'd still have, the line items would have to be.
Right, we'd have to anticipate, we'd have to look at who.
Who's going to change within that year and say, okay, you know, for the first 3 months, this person's going to get paid this, for the last, they're going to get paid that, you'd have to do it individually.
And you're going to be surprised, there aren't that many, you know, there's quite a few years in between that nobody jumps.
Sure, if we approve the salary, if the salary ordinance is an approval of the matrix as it is, and the changes is in the matrix, I guess we wouldn't have to change salary ordinance.
I wouldn't think so.
That's a little beyond my judgment there, but that's kind of a big question.
You want to check with Kevin on that?
Yeah, why don't you check with Kevin on that, just to see if we can do it that way.
From the sound.
Because it is changing the amount of money that goes to the particular line item, so.
Right, but I think when we approved the matrix, that's what it said, is that the matrix was.
Right, the matrix is the salary ordinance.
The salary ordinance.
So that's the question, if we can do it that way, she will.
But really, as far as that goes.
I know that, don't sound like that's going to fly, do you? I don't think, see what he's got to say about it.
But that's what, I'm certain that's what he said when we first developed it. I'll check on it.
Yeah, check with him, see what he's got to say. We would have to anticipate it, so I can anticipate it.
Right.
When we put the budget together. Anything more on the matrix, any question on that?
No, we're going to hold off on the whole request by the EMS until I can get numbers to you guys on refusals and stuff, and then we'll also let Jay and Kenny talk about.
We'll get together and talk about the building, yeah.
And I would be curious about that policy. Would you?
Oh, okay. Okay, in other business, we've got the abatements for this coming year. And with the exception of the one for the one that's not eligible listed on the agenda sheet here, all the others are good to go. I did talk with Nathan. We sat and had a conversation on all these. He's comfortable with all of them that have been, with the exception of the one that's not eligible. If anybody has any questions on that, I'll try to answer them.
I do have a question on the other business where the review for the real estate tax abatements. All of them except the Laura Dye are businesses. The Laura Dye is basically warehouses that I saw. So can you give me an idea of what is the difference between the businesses and the warehouses with the tax abatements? I mean, why do we consider the like warehouses part of like the businesses?
Well, it is a business. I don't know if I can explain it any better.
Well, because like JSI and Remington, they're
limited liability corporations, as is Laura Dye.
But I guess what I'm saying is because all of them except Laura Dye also have.
They got manufacturing facilities.
But they also have, they employ.
What's this Laura Dye at anywhere? What is that?
It's warehouses.
Oh.
So that's my question is, so why are we giving tax abatements to warehouses? And we have it like up there with businesses that are employing people in the county.
Well, they still have to employ people to meet their requirements.
I will say, I think they did have employees because they showed how many employees they had and what the.
In the warehouses.
Yeah.
Right. We can, if you have that there, we can look at that. Or that should stay on there how many employees they had, how many they were supposed to pay or increase to.
Yes. I want to note that the information on here is confidential, so.
Yeah, it stays within the council. Any questions on the property tax abatements for the companies listed there?
many years did you wax on them, wore a dye and that stuff? Is it on the paper?
Yeah,
it goes to Mike. You pay 10%, 20, 30,
so where's it showing how many people?
This seems like that might have been on there. I've heard before. Those buildings are probably almost 10 years old now.
Yeah, the warehouses have been up there for quite some time. I mean, I understand everybody else, but like I said, Laura Guyland's warehouses, and it's, we're collecting rent from that.
Okay, so it should list right here in front. It shows current number of employees on this one. It was JSI's 28.
This is JSI.
Yeah, they don't.
No, I'm looking for Laura Guy.
On the Laura Guy.
I'm just showing you where that information is supposed to be, which it is.
So it's not.
It doesn't have it on there.
Okay, so it doesn't show anything.
Because technically it doesn't.
Well, I'm okay.
Employees, there's no.
There aren't any. So no, I'm not going.
Thanks. You 50 yet?
No.
Why should I give it? Why should I give tax abatements? You know, personal property.
The only thing that I can say, and I don't know why it comes to you for approval, but it already went to the town, and the town approved it under town ordinance. I don't know why it comes to you on top of that, but I don't know where that you would approve it. But yes, you're absolutely right. And I think the town ordinance.
Okay.
This is the town ordinance.
What are the requirements?
Sir Laura Guy has no employees. It's just property. It's warehouses.
What are the requirements to meet the abatement?
The thing is that it's the town council who that goes in front of first by resolution.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure, it still has to come to you guys to pass the final thing, and I don't know the answer to your question.
Okay. Well,
we can table it.
Do we want to table that one?
There's two of them under.
Yeah, there's two of them for 106 and 44. Until we get some, I can get Nathan on the horn and get those questions answered.
Well, I think it can file if you're just improving the real estate in the past.
Yeah, because
you're making improvements to the property.
It'll be the real estate
tax. File for a tax.
Because it falls in line with the economic development target area established by the Winnemac Town Council.
Right. I know. I don't know where the employees would
be. Warehouses? No. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
I don't understand what the ordinance
says.
Yeah,
I understand, but no, I don't agree with that.
Well, I think we always have done. I mean, I can understand your point about.
We always have done, yes. And we probably haven't questioned it before. But now when I'm looking at this, and I'm sorry, but also when I know the boards that the person who is asking for this abatement is on, so that it works so well with the town, of course the town is going to approve it. That's just my opinion. But when it comes to my opinion too on am I going to approve that, no, I won't.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying, too.
Yeah, whatever you want, whatever the council wants to do. We've got personal property tax abatements and then real estate tax abatements. And we need to decide what we want to do. If we want to hold off on the Laura Guy, we can do that. I'll entertain a motion to go either way. We need to, the one that's non-eligible, we won't do that one. We'll need to not be approved. They haven't met the requirements yet. They did last year, and they haven't met them yet this year. They're supposed to, you know, hire so many people to meet their requirements.
But Nathan's reviewed these, right?
Yes,
you
have.
You went to the meeting with Nathan.
That's right. Nathan and I, yes, Nathan approved this. I wanted to make sure that everything was good to go before we sign it. He said yes.
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
So we've got a motion to approve everything as presented with the one for Plymouth Tube is not eligible.
a second? No second? Okay, motion will die for lack of second. What do we want to do, folks? We got.
Okay, now let's go talk with Nathan to get a better. Are you comfortable with that, Alex?
Okay, so we want to table the abatements for.
I guess that would be my play, is I need to understand more. I mean, maybe you don't have to have employees to be eligible. I mean, if he's legally eligible for it, then he has a right to it, you know.
Well, this is by the town council. If the town approved this, yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm perfectly fine with the personal property, because again, these are companies who have employed people in the county. And right. Again, when I looked up here at the real estate taxes, I see those who have, and then I know those who haven't.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion and to table the abatements.
And you
will. Wait till we get more information, well, and then we'll vote on it next week.
Or have Nathan here. I mean, you know, when these abatements come in, it'd be nice to have a person that's most knowledgeable with them here. That way, if somebody has a question, they can ask it, because I don't have the answer.
I mean, I can call him up.
Well, I'm just concerned if it's a bad image. You know, but I think I want to give them, and gave them, you know. These people that the town approved it to be
right. I mean, Nathan's approved it, the town's approved it. I mean, if you want to have bad business, I guess you can change it midstream all the time. If you don't want to change midstream,
I think she's just wanting a little more information. And
let's get Nathan on
more information.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts to get more information instead of just voting, just because we've done it all the time.
Last year for us this year.
How you doing, Nathan? Good. Hey, we have a question for you here on the real estate tax abatements, in particular the Lordi properties. And I'm going to put you on speakerphone. We are in the council meeting here. All right, just a second. Okay, you got on speaker. Can you hear us, Nathan? Okay.
Hey, Nathan, this is Alex. Can you please give me an idea of why on the real estate tax abatements, why do we have, I mean, I understand like JSI and Remington and such, there are some that have businesses, have employees, so I understand those abatements, but could you please tell me, like with Lordi properties, I know that those are mainly warehouses, why are we having a real estate, why do we have tax abatements for them?
That is a question you would have to ask the town council. I have not been involved in any of those that haven't been manufacturing. But those are under the town council's jurisdiction, and those fall under what is called the Economic Development Target Area Law. And in those areas, which have to be downtown, they are allowed to do abatements if they do improvements that the council making the decision, so in this case the town council, believes that it is in some way improving downtown. It doesn't that jobs are often part of the math that goes part of the equation too, but those aren't necessarily addressed the same way that the ones we do for major employers are.
Okay, so those two are basically approved by the town council.
Yes.
Okay.
But it affects the county also, so you have to approve it.
Okay.
Any more questions for Nathan? No.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch, Nathan, for answering.
No.
Yep. Talk to you later. What do we want to do? Alex, you comfortable with that, or still have to?
I will still vote against it.
Vote against it?
Okay. I will still vote against it.
I'll make the motion to approve all as stated.
I'll
Second.
Okay, we have motion second to approve as presented for the abatements for both the personal property and the real estate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, then one opposition, the motion carries.
Who seconded that?
Mike.
Mike. Minutes, you want to start pulling those down this way, Alex, so I can sign?
Still early. Still early. Our commission meeting is just the last call, 10 o'clock, you know.
Now, when you say you approved both as presented, you mean that you did not allow those that said they were.
Right, Plymouth 2-1, it was non-eligible, it's stated on there, it would be non-eligible. Right, that's my understanding, yes, as presented. Anybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Can we get a motion to second approve the minutes as presented? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Linda abstained. Now we have the next business going to be the CDs, correct? Renewing the CDs?
Yes. Can you give me just a minute, Jay?
I can.
Sure.
Can you make a motion accepting it?
Jay?
Of course.
You got that. Property tax abatement. I put up a irrigation.
No.
Property, could I get a tax?
Are you talking about minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I got a good spot that needs it.
That's our second.
You second it.
You can bring it before Mr. Nathan.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing.
Yeah, the irrigators went up too on the personal property. I got mine reassessed and it kind of went up a little bit, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So let me know when you're ready, Laura.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, we've got Glasgow County Maintenance Director gave us the list of stuff that he has to have done for the building. $1.276 million.
So we don't have as much in CDs.
Well, this is just the ones that are renewed, right?
Yeah.
This isn't all the CDs we have. These just ones up for renewal.
They're up for renewal as of 6:30, I believe. So you have to tell me whether you want to renew or you want to not renew.
I think we should renew them all.
Well, I think we're going to need to use some CD money to pay for this.
Yeah, but it's only an interest penalty if you pull them out. So if you don't renew them, you're going to, you know,
might be 6 months before we need any of the money.
Yeah, it's just an interest penalty. They have to give you back your $500,000. At least they do it once.
Some of that you ain't going to need for a while anyway.
Right.
While
it might be a year before we need
it. Put them all in and then just let the penalty go. At least you. If you're getting interest,
then there won't be that much
anyway.
You can get that much.
No, that's true. Yeah, but I just think we need. I'm more about the discussion of how we're going to pay for the repairs to the courthouse, and
right.
You know, does people think that using the CDs, whether we pay a penalty or not, is a good idea? I mean, I think that's probably our best avenue for paying for these repairs.
We don't have enough money in.
No.
Rainy day to do it.
No.
So we either have to bond it or use our cash in the CDs to do it.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't think we want to go down bonding and all that road when we got these here and we're not making that much money on them anyhow. So, I mean, that's more where my discussion is, you know, we've got this 1.2, you know, let's say 1.5 to cover it because it never seems to work under, but.
Right. Will we be getting more money if we leave it, renew them, than we would if we stuck it in the bank? Cash been stuck in the bank until we need it. Probably won't get much money out of the bank, will we?
No, you're not going to get anything out of the bank either.
Like you say, you said we won't need them all right away anyway. Just stick them all back in.
Just renew them, and when we need them, we can. If that's comfortable with everybody, we can cash them in as we need them.
They don't have just a regular savings. That's what we used to do at the highway. We had one where we just kept so much money in a small savings account in case we needed a little trouble.
I don't believe so. I think we all have
CDs.
Laura, probably.
Yeah, these are all in CDs here.
I think all the savings is in CDs. Because there wasn't any, we decided that a while back, because there wasn't any money in bank, so we just put them in CDs.
How much CDs highway have now?
Don't even bring that up.
That's why we're giggling down
here. That's why we're giggling down here, kidding.
Not what it used to be.
We could borrow against the county highway CD.
They did one.
I know we did.
Yeah, they come out and ask. I thought I was in trouble. All three commissioners come in, said, you gotta go to your office, shut the door. I said, what's the matter? He says, I don't know if we can borrow the CD. I said, I thought you'd come in there to find them.
That thing back before the years over. That's the only situation on it.
No wonder stuff got off.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion to redo all the CDs then.
I'll make that motion.
Second? Second, Tom, second. We have motion second to redo the CDs as listed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Any public comment?
When is that supposed to be? Have we decided that yet?
No.
When is that supposed to be? July?
Yeah.
July or August.
Lauren, we had Linda ask a question about when we still want to start our budget hearings.
That's a good question. I forgot to put that on the agenda.
If it's July, we need to try and schedule dates now because my schedule's done a month in advance.
Well, I talked to Miranda, who is our representative with the Department of Local Government Finance, and she has scheduled workshops for Classify County the 16th, 17th, and 18th of August. And she told me that she recommended that we don't have budget hearings until after those workshops.
So we'll know more by our next meeting then. We won't do anything as far as...
Unless you want to start scheduling for August or late August.
We do have scheduled one in advance.
Just be in August.
So you want to wait until next month to decide the date for that?
Yeah, because we need to get the information back from the employees, right? I mean, the department heads and everything. That's going to be released at what, July 6th? Is that what I was thinking?
I was supposed to get that out last week, and I'm trying to do that because I want to do it all electronically. However, it's a delay between the State Board of Accounts being here and several other factors, and so I am trying to prepare to get that out.
Right, you're going to give them 3 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, I was going to give them
3 weeks to get it back to you then, so.
Yes.
Yes, we should decide it next.
Many of them have contacted me, and they said they're ready. They're just waiting for me.
Okay. So it'll be the end of August. Sometime we can decide exactly at our next meeting then. Be the 14th is our next meeting, so. Okay. Anything else?
Okay. The only other thing I put at the Solid Waste District meeting last Wednesday night or Thursday night, whatever night that was, Jasper County is thinking about pulling out of solid waste and starting their own. And that's, you know, we get, what is it, 12 cents a ton?
You sure about Newton?
Maybe it's Newton.
Yeah, Newton's wanting to pull out.
They're wanting to pull out and start their own. So we get our money from them and from White County. I think White County's 12 cents and Newton County was, what, 10 cents a ton? And they're wanting to pull out. So Carol Strawman was trying to say that, you know, it may be a thing where, like, recycling gets about $32,000 a year, I think, from them. It may get way cut down. And she said the counties that don't pay may have to come up with some money if they want to keep giving them recycling and stuff, extra money.
Okay.
But that's not set in stone, which is something that they talk about.
I bet it happens.
I bet it does too.
Because they're all about the money.
Yeah. She said, well, why should they were whining, why should they fund the other counties that don't pay? Well, we don't have a landfill.
That's right.
Well, it started out, when that whole deal started out, all them counties got together. And it was just White County. The White County said, well, we'll take you. But when our landfill's full, one of you guys are going to have to jump up and take the landfill. Mm-hmm. You know, all those counties. So then, you know, Newton County got one, which they like. They make a lot more money than White County.
Yeah.
papers for Jay to sign?
Well, so that's how it all started.
I forgot about that.
You know, they've been talking about that. I talked to the commissioner.
They give an inkling to her, you know.
Kyle.
Kyle Conrad, yeah.
I think all yours are on the bottom of the pile. Are we ready for a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Jay?
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering if you wanted to discuss maybe a relocation of the meetings with the elevator being out or leaving where they are.
I'm fine with it, unless the public has problems with coming up the stairs and stuff. Have you had any complaints?
I don't know any yet, but I'm a little concerned with the equipment.
Let's leave them where they're at for now, and if.
Because ours isn't going to be till a month from now anyhow, so.
Yeah, we'll have it for a month. We should be up and going by then. You can go on. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Second. All the favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll adjourn.
Who seconded?
I did.
You said that we'll find us a men we can just find out.
Murphy said he was here. He said he was upstairs here.
Well, I just make a suggestion.
Because then one of the guys from Woodlawn works for us too.
Nope, I don't want him.
That voice is
my whole pen is shattered. I'm a lot of stuff. I'm a jury.